Good morning, Bear Nation. I'm pissed. And I'm gonna do my best to articulate why I'm pissed in a way that remains righteous. James chapter 1, the wrath of man works not the righteousness of Elohim. Yet and still, I'm just effing furious. The first thing that just pisses me off is what a damn coincidence that things like this only tend to happen when a certain group of people are in power. Undeniable. What a coincidence. And that, of course, speaks to political motivations. An agenda, if you will. And that is infuriating. Absolutely infuriating to me. Now, don't get me wrong. Evil exists everywhere, across every spectrum, throughout all time. Go all the way back to Cain and Abel. One with a heartfelt offering, one with a half-assed offering. And so it's nothing new, but the fact that it's systemic now and is used to glorify political talking points as children lay in pools of blood is infuriating to me. And I know, I talk every day about these indicators that we see every day about how far society has fallen from what it was to what it is now. I know it, I see it, and I absorb a lot more intelligence daily than what I share with y'all. So I've got my finger on the pulse of the operational situation in the United States and globally. I know what's going on. But I hate seeing it manifested in this way. I believe David, King David, I believe it's Psalms 140. Yahuwah, Father God, have I not hated what you hate with a righteous hatred? And I hate this. I hate it. And so the next time some soft-handed, effeminate, beta male pussy pastor tells you that God is only love, no, there are things that he hates. Yeshua himself, the Messiah, said it would be better that somebody tie a millstone around your neck and throw you into the sea than you harm the least of these. And there are 14, 15 of the least of these that are now, praise Yah, at home with their Heavenly Father. But what an absolute tragedy. And the fact that it's politicized is disgusting. It disgusts me. And everybody should be ashamed, regardless of what side of the political spectrum you are on, that the blood of children is being used to push an agenda. It is disgusting. The next thing I hate about this, and I know this from firsthand experience and from the work that we do at Refuge, I know that many of those children could have been saved. A lot of good work was done after the Virginia Tech shooting. And what they realized after the Virginia Tech shooting was that many of the people who bled out and died could have been saved. But because the amount of time that it took for first responders, medical professionals to get to those casualties, they exsanguinated, they bled out, Citizens have this concept that it'll be okay once the cops get there. It will not be okay in an active shooter situation. If you have a medical issue, if you are bleeding out, it will not be okay when the cops get there. They will literally step over your bleeding body to close with and destroy the threat. That is their job. They are in a hot zone. They have to make the hot zone at a minimum warm before they call EMS in. And if that takes 3 hours, that means you lay there bleeding for 3 hours. And if you know anything about traumatic bleeding, you don't have 3 hours, you might not have 3 minutes. And that gets back to training and equipment. On the board at Refuge, formerly our lead instructor, is a guy named Eric Warzyka. And Eric was instrumental in getting Stop the Bleed required in the state of Arkansas to pass high school. And as a result, has trained more than 70,000 high school graduates in the state of Arkansas and Stop the Bleed. It's required to pass. And I know that Texas, for the last 2 years, has been flirting with the bill that would require Stop the Bleed to be taught to all public school teachers and to be required to pass, to graduate from high school. And that bill has been backburnered for the last 2 years because it's not important. How not important is it today? I think it's 18 people important. And it's a damn shame that the children died because somebody didn't have a tourniquet or a $3 package of compressed gauze. That nobody knew what they were doing. These are preventable deaths. And I'm furious about gun-free zones. Many people would say, well, it's not the teacher's job to render aid. It's not the teacher's job to take out the shooter. That's not their job. They're educators. Well, the world that we live in has changed significantly since the definition of what a teacher is was written up. And when I convey my children into your hands, it's with the faith that you will protect them if something bad happens. And so if that's not your job, F you. Pull your compass out, shoot an azimuth, and fuck off in that direction. You're not worthy to be around my children. Which of course begs the question, why would anybody send their children into a situation where there is no protection? And where there are no medical resources, there's not even an interest in training. This is a reality of life, unfortunately, in today's day and age, and it begs the question, how long shall we continue to whore with Babylon? You know, we're admonished in the word, do not pass your children over to Molech. Do not make sacrifices of your children. What if somebody else decides to make a sacrifice of your child and you're not there to do something about it? The whole thing is disgusting and it's infuriating. And the fact that some Uvalde high school piece of shit wasn't properly disciplined as he was growing up, didn't get his ass spanked when he should have, and was allowed to perpetrate this type of atrocity is sickening to me. You know, people will say they don't understand the Old Testament God. How can he be a loving God and say, go kill all these people? Because some people just need guilt. Because some people will never be able to follow the two prime directives. Love the Lord your God with everything you got, and love your neighbor as yourself. Good morning, Father Yah. Father, thank you for today. Father, thank you that our children are safe. Father, thank you for provision and protection and blessing. Father, I pray that you would be with the families of all those that lost their children and their loved ones in that massacre in Uvalde. Father, I pray even in this time of darkness that you would shine your light. Father, I pray that when that piece of shit comes to judgment, that you would be righteous in your right ruling. Father, I pray that you would receive those children into your arms and welcome them home. Be a good father to them until they are reunited with their earthly families. I pray that you'd be with all the peace officers who responded, all the first responders, that you would help them work through the trauma that they've seen and experienced. Father, I pray that you would be indwelt in Uvalde, Texas, that you would make yourself manifested in ways that are truly undeniable, that you would work miracles of healing, and miracles of peace, and miracles of reconciliation. Father, I thank you so selfishly that our children are okay, even as my heart breaks for those people. Father, you are sovereign over all things, and we don't know why bad things happen to good people, other than it is your will. And even as I am enraged, I trust in your will. And so I pray that you would continue to tarry with me, as I do my broken best to be a son of you, not understanding with my fleshly mind what the hell is going on here. Father, I pray that you'd continue to draw us out of this whoredom in Babylon to be set apart as you are set apart. And Father, I pray a hedge of protection around my family and my camp and my tribe. Father, this nation, everybody within the sound of my voice, I pray that you protect them. Father, if there's anything within the sound of my voice that is not of you, we rebuke it in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Command it to flee. Father, send us your Ruach, your Holy Spirit. Father, for peace that surpasses all understanding, for strength and power and authority in the name of Yeshua. Father, for wisdom and for understanding, and to be a living testimony, a witness of you and how awesome you are. Yeshua, thank you for your atoning blood, for redeeming a brother who couldn't pay his debt. Father, you're incredible, and we love you and we worship you. We turn all things, including this, over to you, for your will to be done. I ask these things in Yeshua's name. Amen. Good morning, Sam. supposed to talk to you all about the brief. I'm supposed to read you the news. I'm supposed to tell you about the new kit that came out from Refuge Medical today. I'm supposed to tell you about training slots in Dallas and Philly. I'm supposed to tell you that I'm going to the Primary Arms event. I'm supposed to do a whole bunch of shit with y'all this morning. And I don't know if I have it in me. No, you're not. You're supposed to do what you do, and you're supposed to do what we do, subject to change at any time. Listen, this is not a sales pitch. It's just a fact. The written brief is on Patreon this morning. If you're on Patreon, you'll be able to see it. There's a new kit on Refuge Medical. It's badass. My brother Twitch designed it. He's rendered aid more than 30 times in the line of duty as a law enforcement officer. He understands these things. It's designed specifically to be able to deal with what just went down in Uvalde, Texas. It's badass. It's called the ARC. You can find it on Refuge Medical. Check it out. Or don't. Whatever. There's a bunch of shit back in stock. Check it out. Or don't. Whatever. I'm definitely not going to ShamWow y'all on the backs of murdered children. That's horseshit. Thankful for y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for allowing me to be real with you. Thank you for praying with me this morning. Keep praying for that family. I want to thank my staff too, because like without the Dance Monkeys, the intel report doesn't get done. Without all the awesome people Refuge Medical and Refuge Training, these kits don't get produced, they don't get shipped to you, you don't get taught how to use them. All my administrative staff, you know, Patreon videos don't get posted, that stuff doesn't happen without them. Like, people ask me all the time, like, Bear, how do you do it all? I don't. I do like 4% of it. Shalom, Tommy Salter, love you, bro. I do like 4% of it. The rest of these awesome people, they do like the other 96% of it. And y'all give me way too much undue credit because you don't really see the other 96%. And on the one hand, I feel like I'm kind of doing them a disservice by not reading the brief that was dutifully prepared for me, by not talking about all the things that I was supposed to do, but I can't today. And I know they know me well enough to know that I can't today. And that's okay. There are bigger things out there in the world. And I could sit here and pontificate for the next 5 hours about what this means, what this Uvalde shooting means for us, macro and micro indicators, state of the nation, decline of empires, the whole nine. But I'm really just caught up in the fact that children were murdered. And I hate what Yah hates with a righteous hatred. I hate it. And maybe we'll end with this. For all my brothers out there who have just had enough of the super nice guy, modern Christian mentality. That is a bunch of horse shit, and it is not biblical. Let me repeat that. That is a bunch of horse shit, and it is not biblical. Well, the fruits of the Spirit are love and grace and kindness. Yes. Tell that to Elijah, who was overcome by the Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, and lop the heads off of 400 false prophets of Baal. I want you to go pick up your splitting maul and swing it 400 times in a row. Tell me, how you gonna feel after that? Or stand by. Samson, who took one of these, the jawbone of a donkey, the jawbone of an ass, and beat to death 1,000 Philistines under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Let me repeat that. Beat to death 1,000 men under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because some people are simply so unrighteous that they just need to die. And so if you are one of those men that knows God is real, you know it, but you can't reconcile that and your life experience, the blood on your hands, the calluses, the blood, sweat, and tears, with the soft-spoken, polo-wearing, effeminate, beta male, motivational speaker bullshit that's being touted from most pulpits on Sunday mornings. You need to understand that the problem is not you. The problem is the doctrinal horseshit that's being fed to you. Exodus 15 verse 3 is my life verse. You know that gay thing that, what's your life verse, brother? That's right, Tiago Gomke. Exodus 15 verse 3. Yahuwah is a warrior. Yahuwah is his name. The Lord your God is a warrior. And you were fearfully and wonderfully created in his image. So it's okay if the gifts of your spirit is havoc and mayhem and bloodshed, as long as it's performed under the influence of the Spirit righteously. And this is not a call to action or a call to violence. It's simply to point out that many biblical men, the majority of biblical men, were beast mode. King David, they sang songs about King David. Saul killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. Tens of thousands of men fell at the sword of King David. And you better remember this. When Yeshua returns, when the Messiah comes back, he comes as a righteous king on the throne of King David with a sword. And he bodies everybody that's not on Team Yeshua. It will not be tie-dye, hippy-dippy, lovey Jesus that comes back at the end of an age. It is a king on a throne with a sword. And he's had enough of everybody's horse shit. And so if you resonate with that a lot more than be the love, brother, there's nothing wrong with that. This world is going to shit, y'all. Get your house in order, do the things, and hug your children. Hug your children today. Tell your family you love them. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a blessed day. Shalom.